Well, at this time, joining us, we have Sean Fisher, who's the executive director of the Agnesian Healthcare Foundation. She's going to be talking to us about the Samaritan Clinic cash raffle this morning. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're a veteran at this, right? Talking about the Samaritan
I've
cash
raffle.
I've
done this tour once or twice.
Now, it kind of has an interesting history because when they first started the raffle, you had your choice of a house or cash. And they got so many people that opted for the cash option over the years that they decided to just go to a cash raffle.
Yeah, so it changed to a cash raffle actually about 10 years ago already. It's hard to believe that it's been that long. I'm a little glad that we're not trying to build a house anymore with the market the way it is. I think we would really have our hands full.
You know what, though? I have to admit, having been to some of those homes that they built for the raffle, they were really nice homes.
They, yes, that's what I hear. It was right before my time here when my first year with the foundation was the first year that it switched from the house to the cash raffle. So, unfortunately, I didn't get to experience the excitement of somebody winning an actual home.
Yeah, but you can get excited about winning 50 grand too, though, can't you?
Yeah, I can get pretty excited about that. I would think many people could.
That would be a nice down payment on a home if you so chose, but
yeah, you know. You could buy a few groceries with it right now.
Right. Well, that's the top prize in the raffle, but you have other prizes as well.
We do. We have 20 cash prizes, ranging from $50,000 all the way to $500,000, and with some really awesome levels in between. I mean, there's $10,000, there's $5,000, there's $2,500. So some really great opportunities to win some cash and also support an awesome cause.
And tell us about that cause. Tell us about the Samaritan Clinic, if you would, please.
Sure. So the Samaritan Clinic really is here to support the uninsured and the underinsured in our community. And what that means, and I should say communities, right? I want to emphasize that because it's not just Fond du Lac. It's the entire Fond du Lac, Waupun, Ripon, and surrounding communities. So really everywhere that SSM serves. And the patients that come here are generally those who are underinsured for one reason or another. You know, it may be that they lost their job. They're in between jobs, and so they don't have insurance. Sometimes when patients are recently divorced, they lose insurance. We've had older students who age off of their parents' insurance and really need help. And so we'll kind of help with those emergency care situations, maybe some imminent lab testing, medication assistance. You know, unfortunately, we see people who come in who at times are very, very sick and have avoided going to the doctor because they're too afraid of how they're going to pay for it. And we don't want that, right? We want everybody who needs health care to get it. And so the clinic really helps in two different ways. They help them get that care that they need, and they also act as a resource. So they help connect patients with community resources, and they help them navigate the marketplace and help them get signed up for insurance. Because that process can be a little complicated and sometimes a little challenging. And so the team here at the Samaritan Clinic is a resource to help them get signed up.
Talk a little bit, if you would, about some of the services that are being provided. You have healthcare, dental care folks out there that are actually volunteering their services for this, aren't they?
Correct. Yep. So we can do non-emergency medical care, some limited emergency dental care, lab testing, radiology services, medication assistance. We can really kind of help them get educated on things, so act as resources, help connect them with community resources, and then, like I said, sign up for the marketplace. So the goal is to get them that acute care that they need, but also help them develop a plan for how they're going to take care of their long-term healthcare needs.
Now, the clinic itself, where is that headquartered? Is it headquartered within St. Agnes Hospital then?
The team of resources is located within St. Agnes Hospital, yes, but they work collaboratively with all three of our hospitals here in Waupun and Ripon.
Right, because as you said, it's not just a Fond du Lac thing. So
Correct. Okay. Correct.
So for example, somebody from the Ripon area might be able to get services through Ripon Community Hospital by going through the Samaritan Clinic.
Absolutely.
Okay. How does it work? I mean, how do people go about accessing it? Do they need to stop by the clinic?
No, you can call, you can stop, you can go through, if you have a primary care provider, you can go through them. You can reach out to your local hospital and they can connect you with the Samaritan Clinic. You know, really just reaching out and asking and they'll be able to get you connected.
Okay. Okay. Let's get back to the raffle because
sure.
this is the primary fundraiser for the clinic, right?
It is. Yes.
Okay. All right. Now you talked about, was it 20 cash prizes?
Yes. So there's 20 cash prizes with the grand prize of $50,000.
Okay. And tickets are on sale now.
They are. The raffle is coming up very quickly. It's in 2 weeks. So it is on Wednesday, May 8th.
Okay. And that's actually going to be done on the SSM Health Greater Fond du Lac Facebook page.
Yes, we will be streaming that live.
That's always fun because they start out with one of the lesser prizes and work up to the big one.
Right? Yes, so when we draw the prizes, we draw the grand prize first because we want everybody in the bin to have that chance. So we'll draw it from the beginning down to the 20th prize, and then, of course, we're going to read them backwards and save that big prize for the end.
That's how you build the drama, right?
Yes, it's very exciting. Last year, we did actually get the winner on the phone, so that was exciting. And 2 years ago, the winning ticket was actually, the person was present. She was actually somebody who was helping volunteer that day, and she was here when it was drawn. So that was really exciting.
All right, so how much are the tickets? You get a deal if you buy more, right?
Yeah, so tickets are $1 for $50. $4 for $150 or $9 for $300. And we have tickets, you know, we used to have, many may be familiar, we used to have what we called our ticket hotline where you could call and purchase tickets over the phone. Due to some raffle regulations that were changed, we're unable to do that. So it's really important that tickets have to be purchased in person using cash or check. So we have tickets at all of our hospitals, so St. Agnes Hospital, Waupun Memorial Hospital, and Ripon Community Hospital. And then we have them at most of our regional, Fond du Lac Regional Clinic satellite locations, as well as a number of businesses and who we call our ticket champions who are awesome and are helping us sell tickets.
All right. What is the deadline for buying those tickets? The drawing is on the 8th at noon, so... Mm-hmm. Could you possibly buy a ticket on the 8th before noon?
Yes, so we will sell them here at St. Agnes Hospital up until the drawing. So really up until about 11:55 on drawing day, you can buy your ticket here in person. For those outlying areas, so the other hospitals and the clinics, we do start picking up that Monday the 6th. So really you want to get them that weekend before or buy that weekend before if you're going to buy them somewhere besides the hospital here.
All right. I'm going to give you a name-dropping opportunity here if you want to.
All right.
Want to name some of the businesses that are helping to sponsor this whole thing.
Yes, I would love to do that because, especially with some of the changes we've had in the raffle regulations, it's been really important to have these sponsors help us out. So this year, a few of our sponsors are the Baker Family Foundation, Bristol Morgan Bank, the Fond du Lac County Medical Society, Michaels Corporation, National Exchange Bank Foundation, Quest Interiors, Shea Electric and Communications, Dr. Nathan and Jenny Slindy, and Society Insurance. So thank you for letting us share that.
All right. And that gives us a little segue into your co-chairpersons. I think you hit them right at the end of that sponsors list, but go ahead and tell us about them if you would.
Yeah, so Heather Boyer, she's the new president and CEO at Society Insurance, and Dr. Nathan Slindy, he works in GI here at SSM Health. And so they're really helping us kind of get the word out. They'll be there on drawing day. Hopefully you've seen their picture floating around on Facebook a little bit, showing the tickets and where they're available. And also, you can go to ssmhealth.com/cashraffle, and that gives a full list of locations that are selling tickets as well.
That's good, because there are over 30, so...
There are, yes. I won't name all of those.
Thank you.
But
thank
we're incredibly grateful for their support, because we've had to make changes to the raffle, and helping us get those tickets out and accessible to everybody is so important.
All right. The other thing here is there will be a couple of ticket drive-through opportunities. Can you fill us in on that?
Yes, yeah, so those will be here at St. Agnes Hospital as well. So Tuesday, May 7th, so that's the day before the drawing, from 4 until 6 p.m. And Wednesday, May 8th, the morning of the drawing, from 7 until 11 a.m. And that's at the main entrance of St. Agnes Hospital.
Okay. How many folks does the clinic help out each year? Do you know?
Yeah, right now we're averaging over 500 annually. So, you know, trying to get them the help that they need is so important, because you think of our communities, you know, Ripon and Waupun and Fond du Lac, they're not large. They're not large communities, and everybody is well connected with each other. And that means that the people that are coming in, these are colleagues, these are friends, these are family members and neighbors, you know, so really what we're doing is just reinvesting back in our neighbors and our community. And we're really excited to be able to do that.
And the people that use the services of the Samaritan Clinic are not billed for it.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So we're here as a service to help. You know, we're not... healthcare is challenging, right, in many ways, more challenges than ever. And we want to find ways to help patients who are sick, and having them having concerns about financial need is something that we can't let patients not get the care they need because they don't know how to pay for it. So some services are available at no cost. Some are available at reduced cost. You know, it does vary by patient in what their situation is. But one way or another, we always want to be able to get them the health care that they need.
Okay. And you had mentioned that for the price of $150, you could get four tickets. And I see that every four tickets purchased helps one person in the community who receives care through the Samaritan Clinic. That works out nicely, I think.
It sure does. Yep, so. Anything that we can do to help keep our community healthy.
Okay. Sean, anything else that you want folks to know about the Samaritan Clinic or the cash raffle?
No, just that, you know, it's coming up quickly, Wednesday, May 8th. Those tickets have to be purchased in person using cash or check. And then ssmhealth.com/cashraffle will give you a full listing of where those tickets are available.
Well, Sean, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, thanks.
That is Sean Fisher, who is with Agnesian Healthcare Foundation. She is the executive director, talking about the Samaritan Cash Raffle, which benefits the Samaritan Clinic. That is coming up on May 8th. Tickets are on sale now.